Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We are very much towards the very end of Hilchos Tzitzis. A little bit left of Siman Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, and hopefully we'll be able to start Hilchos Tefillin tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisboach Shemoy. Siman Chav Gimel, Se'iv Gimel, the very end of Siman Chav Gimel, continuation of the topic of Lo'ig Le'Rosh. We know that in a Beis HaKvaros, in a cemetery, in a Beis Olam, a person is not allowed to walk around with tzitzis, with open tzitzis, because Loik Lerosh is rubbing it in, as it were, rubbing it in to the Mesim, that the Mesim, the people are deceased, they're not able to fulfill any mitzvahs, and here you go, walking around with tzitzis. That's of course not, that's called Loik Lerosh, as if you are taking it, you're making fun, not making fun, but you're not being respectful for the Mesim, because they are chofshim, they are redeemed for mitzvahs. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Gimel, Hanichnos toich ab amas shel meis. If a person enters the four amas of a nifta, somebody enters the four amas of a nifta, so not necessarily in the Beis HaKvaros, but if somebody is within four amas of a nifta, oishal keva, or alternatively of a keva, then dinoi, its rule is, its halacha is, kenichnas the Beis HaKvaros, as if you enter the Beis HaKvaros. So it doesn't necessarily need to be a Beis HaKvaros, even if you are, say, by a levaya, say, next to a mace, one single mace as well, even if it's prior to the kvura, the halacha is again loig l'rosh. You may not have open tzitzis. As if you enter the Beis HaKvaros. Bemokim shenagin lehosir tzitzis metalis ameis bevais. It's in the places that the tzitzis are removed of the nifta in the house. Im akatofim loiv shem tzitzis. If the people who are carrying the mace, if they are wearing tzitzis, ikle mechashbu mishum loig l'rosh, they would be loig l'rosh even prior to the kvura. If in the house already tzitzis are removed from the mace, then there would be a problem of loig l'rosh. The Mishnah points out it doesn't really make a difference. The Mishnah in Tzif Kotten Zayin says that it doesn't really make a difference if what the carriers do. He says either way, the rule is if you're anywhere near a nifta, within four amas of a nifta, there's a problem of loik l'rosh, to remove the tzitzis or cover them up, as we learned in Sif Aleph. It's not respectful to the mesim. Now a question which is asked is that if this rule applies, does it only apply with regards to tzitzis? Or say if you're within Dalet Amos, you're in a Beis HaKvaros, in a cemetery. Surely, I mean, the Svar of Loik L'Rosh we can understand. Loik L'Rosh, he cannot fulfill any mitzvahs anymore. So does this only apply to mitzvahs tzitzis, or does it also apply to other mitzvahs? Surely it should apply to other mitzvahs too. If that's the case, what about davening? What do you think about davening, Rabbi Yisai? Oh, very good. Let's appreciate the question before you put the potential answer. Surely tefillah would be, one could argue, they can't daven anymore. We can. Surely loig l'rosh should be an issue of loig l'rosh as well. Baba is saying kaddish, and I'm sure you can see what I'm getting to. If a person says kaddish, a nifta can't say kaddish. So surely to say kaddish, why doesn't the rule of loig l'rosh apply to saying kaddish? And we all know in a cemetery one does say kaddish. Very good. So the Geshe Chaim and the consensus of all the poskim is in a few different nuschos, but the point is very much what you are saying, that everything which is done purely for the schos of the nifta, what is done in the merit of the nifta, that is not loig l'rosh. It's not that I'm rubbing it in. On the contrary, I'm trying to benefit his neshama for an aliyah in the Olam Haba, in the Olam HaEmes. So anything that is done for the schos, as some poskim describe, or as a tzorech for the nifta, whatever the nusach may be, but if you're doing something for the sake of the aliyah of the neshama, of the nifta of the deceased person, there the concept of loig l'rosh does not apply. So going back to the tzitzis, we don't wear tzitzis for the neshama of the nifta. We don't. We wear tzitzis because for our own. So therefore, there the concept of loig l'rosh does apply. But if a person says kaddish next to the nifta, that would daven there with the schos, for the schos of the nifta, then the concept of loig l'rosh would not apply. And that is certainly the minhag. We all know that in Kevei Rochel, In other places, it's quite a common thing to daven next to Niftom, next to Mesim, and that is perfectly okay because we're doing it with the schus in mind. We have the schus of the Niftah as well. So that's why Log L'Rosh does not apply. Right, let us move on with Simon Chav Dalet. Hanhogas levishes tzitzis v'schor ve'onsho. Im ein odom loivesh tales bas abekanfas. If a person does not wear a garment of four corners, einoi chayv betzitzis, you don't have an obligation to put a tzitzis on you. You don't. Only if you're wearing a garment of four corners, then you must attach to a tzitzis. But if you are not wearing a four-corner garment, there's no obligation to wear tzitzis. But however, v'toiv, it is good. V'nochen, it is correct. Liois, kol odom, that every person should be. Zohir, careful. Lilboish, to wear talis cotton, a talis cotton kolayim the entire day. Why is that? Kedei, in order. Sheyizkoy ha-mitzvah b'chol reka, should remember the mitzvah at all times. Ve'al kein, therefore, yesh b'chamish ha-kshorim, there's five, k'shorim five, with five knots. Keneged, four, chamish ha-chamish ha-toyra, for the five, chamish ha-toyra. And four wings, four corners, shebechol tzad sheif neiskoy, that in any direction that we go, we should remember mitzvahs. V'nochon lelov shalom abushim, it is proper to wear it on top of garments. Lefochois, and at the very least, yizor should be careful, shelovosh tzitzis, person should at the very least, he should wear it, b'shazat filler, when he davens. Fascinating Shulchan Aruch, which is based on one of the very few recorded conversations with the Malach. We all know the Gemara in Menachas, Daf Mem Aleph, that records a conversation between the Malach and Rav Katina. And Rav Katina used to wear garments, but he didn't wear tzitzis. Because he held, it's a conversation, the Gemara, be it, the garment was pot of tzitzis, because it was rounded, or because it was a ksus laila. Either way, there was no obligation. And the Malach told him that, you know, you're going to be punished for not wearing tzitzis. He said, no, I'm not going to, why should I be get punished? The Gemara Menachas said, Rav Katina answered, why should I get punished? I'm not obligated to wear tzitzis. My garment is not obligated for tzitzis. And then came the answer of the Malach replying to him. And he said, you're wrong. And that be'idna derischa, the Gemara says, if it's a time that Hashem is angry with Klal Yisrael, or with that person specifically, if it's a time that Klal Yisrael, Anshinon Aleh, the Rebbein Hashem is going to punish for that as well. Yes, it's true, said the Malach, you're not really obligated to wear tzitzis, but nevertheless, if the Rebbein Hashem is angry with the person, be'idna derischa, if it's a time of tension, the Rebbein Hashem would punish of not wearing tzitzis. So from here the Poskim can bring, and this is really the essence of the Shulchan Aruch, that yes, there is no real obligation to wear tzitzis, but nevertheless, as the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Toi v'nocha in liyo is kol odom zoyer, a person should nevertheless wear tzitzis, there is no obligation, it's not a mitzvah to put on you tzitzis, but it's proper to put yourself into a situation that you need to put tzitzis on you. This is a very interesting conversation because the poskim ask over here a question that has been asked over the last few weeks by a number of participants. What's the halach with regards to sports? Is there an obligation to wear tzitzis? Or similar, if it's extremely hot, could a person just, it's very, very hot, I can't wear tzitzis today. I can't, it's just too hot. My office is not air-conditioned. I'm just too hot. I'm boiling. I'm piping. I just can't. Can a person take off his tzitzis? Again, based on the fact that if you don't wear four-corner garments, there is no real mitzvah. It's just a toiv v'nochon. Maybe this toiv v'nochon does not apply. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think? No? Tzitzis to be worn at all times.
Arrogance to wear tzitzis.
In that kind of situation. Interesting. Rabbi, say, what do you think? Somebody doing sports, does he need to wear tzitzis? Biking, cycling. Don't look at me like this. yes. Yes. Yes.
Would that be a heter?
No, that wouldn't go so far. No, that's a good point, but I wouldn't go so far. I'll tell you, there's a very interesting emotion. It's interesting that there's not that many poskim discussing it. It's interesting. It's surprising to see there's not many other poskim discussing it. But there's an interesting tshuva in Rav Moshe Feinstein that speaks about American bochim who like to play, is it basketball? What is it? American football. Yeah, so the Americans, apparently, it seems that it was quite an issue for the bochim, and it seems that they could score better without tzitzis. That's pshat in the shaila. I can't... the shaila. And Rav Moshe Feinstein there said, interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein was known in many areas of halacha. He's got a reputation of sometimes taking a lenient approach, Rav Moshe, in some areas of halacha. It's very interesting to see that in that shuvah, Rav Moshe Feinstein tells the bochim that, you know, that I can allow you not to wear tzemer. I can allow you not to wear woolen tzitzis, because Rav Moshe was quite into woolen tzitzis. I can allow you to wear woolen tzitzis. But to take off tzitzis for doing sports, he says, how are you going to remember the Ribbono Shel Olam when you're doing your sports? How are you going to remember the Ribbono Shel Olam? He says, he can't take a chayis. He can't take a chayis. And he seems to be noita lehachmi. It doesn't allow them to take that tzitzis off for their sports. He doesn't allow them. He said, that's of Katina, the discussion of Katina and the Malach in Menachas. A person, even Beinu the Rizcha, if Ribbono Shel Olam Chas V'Shalom, in these times of anger, a person gets punished for not wearing tzitzis. And he goes so far, and he actually obligates the bochim to wear tzitzis during their sports as well. I know that there are people a bit more lenient. I cannot actually pinpoint many poskim who actually discuss it. Never mind poskim or matzeh. What I found was that Moshe discusses it. If somebody else got something else to add to that, be interested to hear. Yeah.
You said before, if they're doing sports or if it's very hot out, is there a differentiation between the two?
No, Moshe does not. I didn't see anybody in Michalik. I didn't see anything. I didn't see. Yeah. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Toy v'nochon. I mean, one could argue toy v'nochon is just that it's a proper anhaga. Wouldn't have to go that far, but the poskim seem to be quite machmir. Interesting.
Swimming.
Yes, swimming. There is times it's probably a bit similar to the levisha wouldn't be considered levisha as it is. So there is the shaila does not. Mishnah Berurah says katan aleph kedei shiyizkor the dugma ledavar. He says a nice comparison. He says ka'odem amhazi lechaveiro inyan echad. Person reminds somebody of a certain idea. Shekol shekasher beizori kedei shiyizkor. We all know to knot something in your tissue to make a knot not to forget. He said it's a bit similar to tzitzis. The tzitzis also we're making a knot within our in order not to forget the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The thing is that with these knots, I don't know if you have the same problem with making a knot. You know that you had to remember something, but you don't remember what. Yeah, so with the tzitzis, you know that it's definitely representing the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel says, B'shas HaTfilah, at the very least, a person should make sure to have tzitzis and talus during tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, B'shas HaTfilah, the Kriyas Shema. And then he adds, V'yisabazah, the Zohar Kodesh writes, Pasha Shlach Lachom, very much in time, the Akuri Kriyas Shema Blitzitz, is a person who says Shema without tzitzis, made a dusheker, he's as if giving testimony, Be'atzma on himself, false testimony, false edus on himself. Shekore Pasha Tzitzis, how can you read tzitzis? Pasha Tzitzis in Shema, V'einu Mekayim Makon, you know, fulfilling your words. Of what you're saying. You're reading about Shema, you're saying Shema, and you're not wearing tzitzis. That's ridiculous. So therefore, a person has to wear tzitzis at the very least during davening, and at the very, very least during Shema. Because of a chay odom, the chay odom adds to this, lo toiv oisim amoynam. The people are not doing the right thing. Shemi spalim b'derech, who daven on their journey, blow talus god, they're not wearing a talus whilst on the journey, they're traveling, and they're not wearing talus. Well, when the daven, that's wrong. Al pierov talis cotton in also kedini said that if you're just relying on your talis cotton for tefillah, if you're just relying on your talis cotton for tefillah, that's no good. He says. Generally, the talis cotton in also kedini is not bechol protov shiroi levoy cholov. The talis cotton we want nowadays is often not right to make a broch on it. You can't. It's not right to have just the talis cotton, just the tzitzis for when you are davening. You should wear a big talis. Vegamu yoshin, yeah. Okay, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. I want to briefly mention over here a shaila which the poskim ask. It might be relevant at some times. The poskim discuss if Shlomo Zalman and other poskim ask, if you're in a situation for one reason or another, say you're traveling and maybe traveling is not a good example, but you're for one reason or another, you're in a situation that you can either put your talis on, but then you're not going to be able to daven betzibu. You're not going to be able to daven betzibu. Or you can daven betzibu, but you're not going to have a talis. What is better? Can you think of some sort of case? What would be a case for that? Traveling is maybe not a good example. That's right. That's right. You forgot your talis at home, and by the time you get back, if you go home and you come back, you're going to miss tefillah betzibur. You're going to miss tefillah betzibur. They're going to be up to Aleinu already, and you can either done without the talis, you're going to have tefillah betzibur, or you're going to go back and you're going to done with the talis and tefillin. I'm not talking about tefillin. You're going to done with the talis, but you're going to miss tefillah betzibur. What is more important? That's right. So that's what the poskim say. Shlomo Zalman and all the poskim agree. That's what it should do. That however great it is to wear a talis, how important it is to wear a talis, however it doesn't push away the tefillah betzibur. Tefillah betzibur will come first. That's an important point that Shlomo Zalman mentions here. And we move on to see base. Mitzvah lechois. It is a mitzvah to hold hatzitzis, the tzitzis biat smolis. It's a mitzvah to hold the tzitzis with your left hand. Keneged liboy, against his heart, b'shas kriyas shema, whilst you're reciting kriyas shema. Remez ledovo, and this is really the deeper meaning, or a remez in the pasuk, v'ayu advorim o'ele al levavecho. And since v'ayu advorim o'ele is referring to the tzitzis, so you need to have the tzitzis on your left hand, which is next to your heart. So, Mishneh Berurah says, b'yatzmolis says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Kotten Dalet, b'yatzmolis your left hand, kosu b'kisvi ari, the writings of the ari, right? Between the fourth and the fifth finger, the tzitzis should be held during Shema between the fourth and the fifth finger. Of your left hand, and when you reach pashat tzitzis, you should hold them. At that point, when you reach vayoyma, you then take it with both hands. You then take you hold it also with your right hand. And you should have a quick glance at them. And you should hold them until you say the word la'ad. And then you should kiss the tzitzis. And you should remove them from your hand. Question number one I want to ask on this. So again, the Mishneh Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch says, you should hold them, the tzitzis during Shema, you should hold them between your fourth and your fifth finger. You should hold the tzitzis between fourth and fifth finger of your left hand. Left hand because it's next to your heart. And then eventually when you reach Vayoyimah, then you take your right hand and you hold them then until the word La'ad. You kiss them by the word La'ad and you remove it. Now, the first question I want to ask, left-handed. Left-handed? I think you're left-handed, right? Left-handed. Do you hold the tzitzis with your right or with your left? That's right. Why is that? Exactly. Even by right-handed people, I believe the left is still on the heart is still on the left side. So therefore, the halach is quite right. Chaim Kanievsky and all the poets can write that yes, a left-handed person should also hold the tzitzis on the between the zeres and kmitz, the fourth and fifth finger of his left hand. Interesting question as well. What about kissing the tzitzis during vayoyme? What is mashma in the Mishneh Berurah?
Three times you kiss the tzitzis and then at MS again.
Kissing tzitzis. And then
four times and then at liad, five times.
Right. Does everybody do that? Is that the common practice? Tzitz by every... MS. I don't know. Is that...
Some people do the second MS.
So it's interesting. The Mishneh Berurah doesn't seem to mention you kiss it during Vayoyme. And the MS is the Chazanish. And that's what it sounds like from the Minogi of the Vilna Gaon. Did not kiss the tzitzis during Vayoyme. And the reason Chaim Kanievsky explains is because it could be a shtikel hefsek. We don't interrupt in the middle of Shema, and this may be considered a bit of interruption. So the Yidin who don't kiss the tzitzis, they do it because they're concerned that it may be considered to some extent an interruption, a hefsek. So although there is people who kiss the tzitzis, someone's put down in the Mishneh Berurah, but I think that it's probably a registered minik. But it's not what the Mishneh Berurah seems to be saying, and that's not what the Chaim Kanievsky said in the Chazanish, and that's not what seems to be the minig of the Vilna Gaon. And the reason for that seems to be because he may be considered a bit of a hefsek. So the Yidin who have that minig, it's a minig, it's certainly a minig. Yidin who don't do it, it's because that's what it sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah, Chazanish, Vilna Gaon, that seems to be considered a slight hefsek. Yeah.
This is
is actually a mitzvah sadeh derabanan, because I always assumed it was a minhag. So now it's saying the makabel is saying it's a mitzvah.
What's that?
Holding the
mitzvah in Loshan Shulchan Aruch, good point. When the Shulchan Aruch uses the word mitzvah, it does not mean a mitzvah. It doesn't mean that. And nope, I don't think at any place. The Shulchan Aruch, when he says the word mitzvah, it means it's a good thing. It's good practice. It's nice, it's good. It's not what we call it's not a mitzvah per se. It's not. It's a good thing. Yeah, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel. Tov leistakel betzitzis b'shas atifa k'shem avorich. It is good to look at the tzitzis. It is good to look at the tzitzis when one makes the bracha. It's good to look at the tzitzis. The Mishneh Berurah says that Tov leistakel betzitzis b'shas atifa k'shem avorich. When makes the bracha, it is good to look at the tzitzis. Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Vav explain. Shelemo ri'isem oisoi uschartem. You look at the tzitzis. Remember, ri'ya mevi'le de'zchira. That when you look at the tzitzis, you will come to remembering Hashem. Ve'zchira mevi'del yemaisa. When you remember the Rebbeinu Hashem and the mitzvahs, that will bring onto action. So that is why it is good and proper to look at the tzitzis at least at one point when you make a bracha. To look, you don't have to gaze and observe, but you need to have a quick glance. It's natural that you'll see the tzitzis, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. Siv Gimel. Yesh noegin listakel betzitzis. The minig is to look at the tzitzis. Kshimegim l'reisem oisei. When you reach the words reisem oisei, you have a quick glance at the tzitzis, because it says reisem oisei, you should see them. V'litin oisem aleinayim. There's a minig to put them over the eyes. To put the tzitzis over the eyes. Uminig yofehu, and this is the good minig, v'chivuv mitzvah, and this shows appreciation of the mitzvah. Gam noyagin k'tzas l'nashika tzitzis, and some also kiss the tzitzis, b'shoshi roibam, when he looks at them, v'hakoylu chivuv mitzvah, all included in love and affection to mitzvah. Again, here also the Chazanish is quoted, not having done that, not against the words of Shulchan Aruch, he didn't actually do that, the Chazanish, again, because of a potential problem of hefsek, but the Shulchan Aruch said, you should look at the tzitzis, u'isim oisa, and you pass it over the eyes. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says, and this is chivuv mitzvah, a love and affection for this very precious mitzvah. We move on to see if, hey, kshemistakel betzitzis, when you look at the tzitzis, mistakel b'shnei tzitzio shelefonov, when you look at the tzitzis, you're going to look at the two tzitzis in the front, sheish b'masor ha'ksharim, which have 10 knots, remez, a sign to la'avoyis, to the 10 zefiras. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Ches, la'avoyis is perish le'sfiras, shem kshurim v'achudim zebazeh, the 10 zefiras. I'm not very well versed in Kabbalah, but the 10 zefiras, it's referring to the 10 zefiras, the 10 spheres. That's why there's 10. V'gam yesh b'hem tezayin chutim v'asor k'shorim. There's also 16 chutim v'asor k'shorim, 10 knots. Oylech avov, altogether 26. K'shem avaya, which represents the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it reminds us of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And finally, say vav. Godol oynesh hamavatl mitzvah tzitzis. Great is the punishment of somebody who is positively canceling the mitzvah of tzitzis. And for all of Nehemar, and this is what the pasuk means. V'lechoyz bekanfoyz ha'aretz v'goyma. However, hazoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis, somebody who is careful mitzvah tzitzis, zoicha will merit v'royeh pnei shchina, and he will see the shchina. He'll be able to see the Shechina more than anybody else. Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot and Tes, Azori b'mitzvah tzitzis, mitzvah lasa is talis not. Mishneh Berurah says it's a great mitzvah to have beautiful tzitzis. The tzitzis no, so the talis should be beautiful and the tzitzis should be now. That's all part of the Zeh Kelim. Hidu mitzvah to have nice tzitzis, hidu mitzvah of nice talis. V'huadin b'chol ha-mitzvah, v'huadin kol ha-mitzvah, simply any other mitzvah, tzorich la-asoyson behidu. It is proper and nice, all the mitzvahs should be beautiful, and similarly also tzitzis and the talas should also be beautiful. He's not in front of the mitzvahs. I would like to point out, it's a bit of a chiddush. I understand the tzitzis must be nice, but the talas should be nice. A bit of an element of a chiddush there. Why is that a chiddush, Rabbi Yisai? That's right. It's not really part of the mitzvah. It's not really, it enables us to fulfill a mitzvah. The baget is not really the mitzvah. It's a garment. It's got four corners, and consequently you need to attach tzitzis to it. It's not really the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tzitzis. It's not the garment. But nevertheless, the Mishneh Berurah says there's a concept of talis noi. The talis should also be beautiful because of zekeli v'anveu. Not only the tzitzis, but the garment as well, which is definitely an element of a chiddush, but obviously the understanding of that is going to be that since ultimately enables us to fulfill the mitzvah, it's the concept of of Hidu Mitzvah applies there as well. Interesting. Also, Lirkoim Psukim Shal Torah Betales, one should not engrave or one should not stitch any Psukim of the Torah in the Tales. Mikonokim Inkvanek, Psukim don't belong in Psukim belong in Sforim. Psukim don't belong in Talesim. However, if it was done away, we can make a bracha on a talis which has psukim on it. Psukim shouldn't be stitched anywhere else. I want to briefly point out, and we're going to finish with that, that the Elsewhere in Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah points out something interesting. On Matzah Shabbos, there's a skula to on Matzah Shabbos straight away to fold the talis. To fold the talis straight away on Matzah Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in the name of Magen Avraham says that one should do it straight away. And the reason folding talis on Matzah Shabbos should be done straight away. And the words of the Mishnah Berurah is, Kedish she yasek b'mitzvah. He should busy himself with the mitzvah straight away on Matzah Shabbos. After Avdalah, he should straight away busy himself with the mitzvah by folding the talis. So what do we learn from that?
Should you fold it on Shabbos?
That you can't fold on Shabbos, 100%, that's correct. That's definitely one thing we see from there. That's correct. That's right. The folding of a talis is a mitzvah. I just want to finish off with that. I haven't got an explanation for that. But we see, I'm just feel like pointing it out over here because when we're going to get to Hilchos Shabbos, we're not going to... We see from that, Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin, we see that folding, the actual fact, the action of folding the talis seems to be a mitzvah. That on Matzah Shabbos, straight after Avdalah, fold your talis. Kedish yasek b'mitzvah, you should beat yourself in the mitzvah immediately. So we see that folding talis, a folding of talis, is considered an action of a mitzvah. I haven't got an explanation in it. I'm leaving it a bit of a question mark, but I'm just bringing it from Hilchos Shabbos. We see that it's askus b'mitzvahs. Just to recap, in the 30 seconds, what we learned tonight, Bezer Hashem, we learned first of all, Loig LaRosh. We discussed a bit more that anybody who enters four amas of a mace, of a nifta, it's going to Loig LaRosh. He has to ensure to have the tzitzis that covered. We spoke that this is really relevant to all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs is a problem of Loig LaRosh next to a mace. However, if something is done at Tzorech, or for the Tzorech HaMeis, the concept of Loig LaRosh does not apply. We then moved on that there is no real obligation to wear tzitzis, but it's Tov V'Nochon, it is good and proper to make yourself a four-corner garment and wear it at all times, to be obligated to mitzvah tzitzis, but this is it's not a real obligation, but it is Tov V'Nochon. We carried on speaking that during Shema, you hold the tzitzis between the fourth and the fifth finger during Shema, and when it comes to Vayoyima, you hold it with the right hand as well. We spoke then about looking at the tzitzis when you say, and we spoke about the idea that Tfilah B'tzibah is Doich Etales. We also spoke about the cancer, there's somebody who can't, is the Mevatel Mitzvah Tzitzis, it's a great Oynash, and somebody who is Zoyer, and he's careful Mitzvah Tzitzis, he's Roy, Zoycha V'Roy Pnei Ashchina, and we also mentioned the point that there's a great Indian of Zeh Keli V'Anveh to have a nice Talas and a nice Tzitzis, and with a bit of delay, we'll carry on in Chas Tfilin tomorrow, that Dinit Tfilin B'Potas, and we'll be discussing Ach Shalovash Tzitzis Mitzvah Yaniach Tfilin, what will be the Alocha then.